question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
We're back from that quick break. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I appreciate you being part of our Travel Talk get-together. Before we speak with an undeniable leader in luxury travel, Valerie Wilson, in our Chief Travel Leader segment, a quick word regarding Travel Guard travel insurance.
The team at Travel Guard has listened and diversified their offerings to include new coverages to better protect you, because you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. Now you can receive coverage for wedding bundles, pet bundles, adventure sport bundles, even trip exchanges, hurricane warnings, inconvenience benefits for low water levels for cruises, pregnancy coverage, and more.
If you're planning a trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk, as travel insurance from Travel Guard is affordable and provides protection in so many ways. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
What began back in 1981 with a handful of employees has grown into one of the largest family-managed travel consulting firms in the U.S., successfully covering the corporate and leisure sides of luxury travel. Managed by CEO Valerie Wilson and her two daughters, Valerie Wilson Travel has earned a reputation for its high regard in attention to detail and customer service. For today's exclusive Chief Travel Leader episode, we invited Valerie to join Robert and me, as we're interested to learn more about their longevity and discuss some trending travel opportunities and destinations. So let's get right to that show hotline.
Hello, Valerie. It's nice to reconnect and have you here with Mary and me for our Chief Travel Leader interview.
How delightful to speak to both of you today.
Well, really appreciate it. We've been looking forward to talking to you this week. So listen, anytime we can engage with a fellow entrepreneur, I love it. We share a passion, commonality, appreciation for hard work and success. I've certainly learned that over the years and building companies. You know, I respect what you've built and congratulate you on your success, Valerie. We've had Jennifer on this program in the past a few times. We've enjoyed our visit to your new headquarters in the city not long ago. Let's begin with what you believe has contributed to the success that you've had at Valerie Wilson Travel over the years.
Well, Rob and Mary, I can honestly say I don't think I can take credit for that success. Yes, I did have an idea 38 years ago, a little over 38 years ago, to start a travel company strictly for more affluent travelers, so that it was very specialized. But the success, I put it to all the people in the company, and particularly to my two daughters, Jennifer and Kimberly, who've been with me, for each of them, for more than 25 years. The success, I think more of the drive has been driven by them, and but the creative idea of the company was from me.
Well, I'm sure they'll appreciate you saying that. And I also, that's a perfect segue into talking about the people, which is the crux of your company. So clearly, if you're in the travel business and you're successful, you have a passion for travel. And as the CEO of a successful travel consulting company, you must have a passion for the role of the travel advisor as well. So when it comes to luxury travel, tell us how important you believe that travel advisor role truly is.
Well, Mary, I don't really think that an individual traveler should do without a professional travel counselor or advisor, because that's our role in life, is to share our knowledge, share our experiences, and pick the perfect, whether it's a business trip or a vacation, but particularly for vacation travelers, pick the perfect place for whatever the occasion of the travel is. You could have honeymooners, you could have destination weddings, you could have family travel, you could have multi-generational travel. And my specialty in love is really planning that type of event.
You know, I say so often on this program, we talk about everything and anything in the world of travel, and that's because the travel world, it's expansive and touches so many aspects of our lives. You know, many things affect travel, the economy, world events being two significant ones, certainly. And over the years, nearly 40 years that you've been involved in travel, Valerie, you've seen a number of changes, shifts, trends, you know, come and go. So in the on-demand world that we now all live in, does anything stand out with regards to what positively has changed most in travel from when you first began?
Robert, I can honestly say that the whole industry of the luxury travel has changed greatly in the 38 years that I've been in the business. For example, Four Seasons, I believe, had only two hotels when I started in business. Ritz-Carlton didn't start for 3 years, you had an individual property such as the Mandarin in Hong Kong or the Oriental in Bangkok. So all of these luxury brands of hotel companies have started in my lifetime in this business, which is thrilling, particularly since I get to tell them what I think they're doing right or wrong, since I sit on several of their advisory boards.
Which is great. I love it.
We're going to get to that in a minute, hopefully, with your feelings on hotels. All right, Valerie, please hold for 1 second as I reintroduce you to our listeners. If you're just tuning in, the other voice you hear with Robert and me today is Valerie Wilson, the founder and CEO of Valerie Wilson Travel. She's joining us for the latest installment of our Chief Travel Leader series. Valerie, the world is quite mapped as well. I think that it's more mapped perhaps because of the access that we have with digital media, and so many more people are traveling, which is great news. Are there any destinations that you are particularly interested in today for travelers that might be a little bit less mapped and less sort of known as they were?
Well, they're probably known, but not as many people have traveled afar at times. So that, for example, I was in India, in Rajasthan, in late February of this year. I had the pleasure of, for the first time ever, going to Melbourne, Australia, a little bit later in the year. And I am returning to Cairo in Egypt this week. To me, they're all very special places, and they have fascinating stories and experiences.
Interesting. I have a friend who's in Cairo. She's there for the first time in 25 years. She was there for her wedding and her honeymoon years ago. And her response when someone said, "Is it still the same?" She said, "It's the same and it's different all at the same time."
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that, because my first trip to Cairo is probably 30 years ago.
At the same time.
So that seeing the changes around the world is... I always describe it to a family or a client that traveling is better than history, any history course you can take.
Oh, absolutely.
We agree.
Yeah, we've talked about that many times with our boys. I mean,
yeah,
how much they've received over the years, and just the relationships. And you also you have a greater appreciation for what you have here in this country, but at the same time, you have a far greater respect for how the world operates and really our place in it. So, you know, next hour, we're going to be joined by several associates from J.D. Power to discuss findings in their car rental and hotel satisfaction studies. I share that with you, Valerie, because I know you're not shy about calling GMs at major hotels on behalf of your clients to have their needs met. And if I have my facts correct, I recall hearing that you actually wanted to own your own hotels or manage them at some point. So respecting, you know, your experience here, is there, you know, one or two things, maybe a few things, whatever you'd like to do to improve hotels today? Mary was referencing it before. Would it be tech, room design, maybe human interaction? What would it be?
Well, it varies by property and where you are. I often say, who designed this closet? It had to be a man. It's not a woman. Or why did you put that safe so high up that I can barely reach it, or otherwise I have to be on the floor to get in it? Or what happened to a choice of pillows?
Yeah. Well, listen, the pillow, please don't stop.
I still travel with my own pillow, by the way.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do that.
I just said this a few weeks ago. We came home from two back-to-back trips in two different hotels, and I said, that's it. I'm done. I'm traveling with my own pillow because it makes a difference.
Yeah.
And there are never enough hangers in those closets.
No, that's for sure. And I suppose one of the reasons we have padded hangers in closets today is because I said, you know, 30-some years ago, I said, you know, it's not just men that are traveling. And women have a silk dress or an evening gown. So why do you have a closet that I can't hang even my full-length coat in it?
Yeah, I totally understand. There's so many things.
We could do a
whole show on just some of our... We've even done polls on that. But, you know, I'm looking at our clock. We've probably got about a minute left with you right now, Valerie. We certainly have enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully people around the country get a chance to hear from you. They're enjoying it as well. As we look to the future for Valerie Wilson Travel, you mentioned that both Jennifer and Kimberly are a big part of the operations. What can we expect from you, your daughters, and your team?
I think that the number one thought that we all live with is to make sure that we do the utmost in the best we can to make sure that our clients, no matter where they live, no matter where they're traveling, have the best experience working with a travel professional, and that we're giving them the guidance and the ideas for how they want to travel, whether it's individually or family, et cetera. For example, I took my whole family of 10 of us on a family safari in Kenya this year. In the Masa, only 7 days was all I had to do it. So we spent 7 days really getting to know the land and the people and the animals in a very small region.
Yeah,
but what a wonderful treat for me to take my grandchildren and children there.
Valerie, listen, very nice to have this conversation with you today. Please do give our best to Jennifer and Kimberly. You have yourself a nice day, okay?
Thank you. you, and I'll give them your best back to them.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Valerie Wilson. Clearly, she has had a real impact on the world of travel.
She is an icon in the travel industry.
Undeniable.
She really is.
And we really need to reach out to our friend Mike Lindell regarding pillows. Maybe that's what we need to start doing, having them shipped to places we go.
Sell travel pillows.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
He won't want to hear that we're not traveling with them. We sleep with them at home, but not on the road. Right now, as we pause for a quick break, a reminder to stay connected with us anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We'll be right back after this bottom of the hour break. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.